This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the deadline has come and gone, and the U.S. has placed tariffs on some of our closest trading partners and largest customers. 25% tariffs were announced on Canada and Mexico, and a 10% tariff was placed on China. And further promises of similar tariffs against the European Union are coming on March 1st. In a statement, the White House said the extraordinary threat posed by illegal aliens and drugs, including deadly fentanyl, constitutes a national emergency under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, and that President Trump is taking bold action to hold Mexico, Canada, and China accountable to their promises of halting illegal immigration and stopping poisonous fentanyl and other drugs from flowing into the country. And Canada and Mexico have already ordered retaliatory tariffs on the U.S., hitting us where we long knew they would, in food production. Canada placed 25% tariffs on alcohol and fruit, and we're seeing some provinces pull North American-made alcohol products off the shelves, especially those coming from states that voted for President Trump. Now, Mexico has ordered retaliation without sharing its targets yet, but they have earlier suggested that ag products were top of their list. China has said it's going to look into a response, including filing suit with the World Trade Organization. But what does that mean closer to home for things like fertilizer? We'll talk about that coming up next.
Local research, real results. Join the Iowa Soybean Association for an Innovation to Profit meeting near you to discover how cutting-edge research impacts profitability in your area. Meetings will take place in Sheffield on February 18th, Storm Lake on February 20th, Afton on February 25th, and Washington on February 27th. Engage with fellow farmers and explore trial results, conservation benefits, cost-share opportunities, and more. Register for Innovation to Profit today by visiting iasoybeans.com. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 and soybean farmers.
While the argument goes on internationally and even domestically between the parties over these tariffs, we're seeing that this is going to affect things that farmers need, like fertilizers. Josh Linville is vice president of fertilizer with Stone X, and he spoke just before the tariffs were officially implemented, and he talks about industry concerns around these tariffs.
It's a lot of theoretical type stuff, and a lot of people have been asking, you know, what do you think this does for prices? What is this? What is that? And there's a lot of different viewpoints of who actually pays the tariff. And I think a lot of that comes back to pressure and timing, the ability to shift supplies. And frankly, in the fertilizer world, it comes down to the product.
Linville says that, simply put, these tariffs are going to affect the fertilizer products we get from our trading partners.
When we look at urea, there's a tremendous amount of urea that flows from the U.S. to Canada in the eastern half of the country. In the western half of the country, Canada sends a lot of urea down to the Pacific Northwest, California region. So there's a shared flow there. You flip over to anhydrous. There's a lot of anhydrous that comes from Canada down into the U.S. We're highly reliant on that. A lot of phosphate comes from the U.S. to Canada. They're depending on us there. And then potash is the biggest one. It's hard to understate just how important Canadian potash flows are to the U.S.
Linville says that as far as agriculture goes, especially with fertilizers, these tariffs could not have come at a worse time for farmers.
So when we look at all of these things, I would tell you the thing that has me believing we're actually going to pay a little bit more of this tariff rate in the short term is because of the calendar. There's not a lot of time before we start pre-plant application. I mean, we are now days away from the month of March when theoretically we could be in the field applying, putting on anhydrous, things like that. That simply doesn't give us enough time to say, oh, okay, if they're going to force us to pay the 25%, we'll just go buy from somewhere else around the world.
Now, of course, these are just the opening salvos in trade war two. We'll have to see how other countries react, as they've had time to prepare their reactions. And according to what President Trump said he was going to do long before he took the oath of office. For more on this story, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on this Monday, I'm Dustin Huffman.